Horty peered up through the bars at the overhead rock ledge. Bragoon's tough-lined face was staring back at him. The otter held a paw to his mouth, signalling silence. Waking feverishly, Springall took the knife and tied the rope to the cauldron handle. At a wave from Fenner, the cauldron rose upward, halting just above the cage. Gripping the rope firmly, Bragoon began swinging the iron cauldron from side to side until it moved back and forth in mighty sweeps like a giant pendulum. Horty watched as it swung lower and lower, whizzing close to the cage front until it reached the level of the three snoring rat guards. Then the cauldron jerked outward. Kerblong! It struck two of the rats, laying them out senseless. The remaining one sat up, rubbing his eyes.
What was that?
Perdoing! The cauldron caught the third rat on the return swing, knocking him head over paws. Springall was sitting on Fenner's shoulders, slashing at the ropes which kept the wooden roof bars in place. The sharp knife made short work of them. Hemper Figlug awoke. He heard the cauldron toll like a muted bell as it hit the last rat. Waddling out of his hammock, he went to investigate the noise. Seeing Fenner's head poking out of the cage top, he hastened forward, shouting wheezily,
"Butcher Glug scaping! Wakey, wakey, the rats!"
Blong! The swinging cauldron biffed him on the back of his great fat head. Hemper Figlug performed a somersault, raising a big puff of dust as his back hit the ground. His shout, however, had roused the Darras horde, who came staggering from under the ledges and thick bushes, grabbing for weapons. Bragoon roared down to the escapers.
"Cut that pot loose and grab onto the rope!"
Springall slashed the cauldron free, and they took hold of the rope. Sorrow's head appeared above the high ledge top.
"One at a time, I can't pull you all up together."
Horty grabbed the spear from a fallen rat guard. Taking charge, he rapped out orders like a veteran sergeant.
"Steady them off, chaps. Spring, you go first. Fenner next. I'll hold these banners off, what?"
The Darras had just realised what was taking place. Around half a dozen of the boldest came at the young hare. Spear at the ready, Horty challenged them bravely.
"Step up there, lady bucks. Meet a flipping red wall warrior, what? 2 or 10 at a time doesn't blinking matter to bone breaker Braybuck. How about ye scurvy nose wipes? Come on, don't be shy, ye wilting wallflowers, what?"
A big, broad, mottled rat charged at him, waving a hatchet. A sling stone flew from above, and the rat stood still, tottered, then collapsed in a heap. Horty threw himself at the other 5 rats who had been advancing on him slowly. He was in his element.
"I'm the son of a roaring buck. Do you want to visit your ugly ancestors, eh? Well, I'm the one who'll send you to hell gates. Yahoo!"
At the top of the ledge, Fenner and Springall stood with the rescuers. Bragoon shook his head.
"Is he mad? Look at him."
Horty was like a whirling demon, lashing out with his long hind legs as he thwacked wildly about with the spear. Rats went down like 9 pins before his onslaught. Sarabando nodded in admiration.
"That young'un's got the makings of a powerful warrior, but he's still a hot-headed learner. Soon as he tires, they'll overpower him and bring him down."
Springald yelled down to her friend.
"Horty, get to the rope! Hurry!"
The young hare looked at the pack of rats charging toward him.
"Right away, ma'am! Cover me jolly old back, chaps!"
Sorrow used a sling while the others pelted the rats with rocks from the ledge as Horty ran for it. He reached the rope and looped it about his waist.
"All the way!"
Cap'n Birrug flung a wooden club that caught Horty square between both ears before bouncing off his head. Horty grinned.
"Yeah? Missed me?"
Then he fell unconscious. Ducking sling stones and a few arrows, the rescuers, along with Fenner and Springald, hauled Horty's limp figure up onto the ledge top. Bragoon peered anxiously down as more archers began appearing.
"Better get going and move out of range. They mean business."
They struck off into some thick pine woods, carrying the senseless figure of the hare between them.
This ends Disc 5.